This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A calf just a few hours old was killed by a wolf or wolves in Grand County Tuesday morning. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the calf had tooth rake marks on its body consistent with wolf depredation. Wolf tracks were also in the area. Grand County Commissioner Merritt Linke has spoken to the producer of the property who does not want his name or location released. He said the calf had just been born. She wasn't eaten, possibly because of a protective mom.
She must have raised hell, but maybe she did later because they didn't eat the calf. That's what he told me, is that wolf bite marks on the back and the back legs, and obviously enough to kill it, but they didn't eat it. And I don't know if it was just because they heard him coming or it was right before he got there or whatever.
Linke says it's 106 days since the first wolves were released in Colorado to the first livestock kill. The concern for local ranchers now is it's calving season. Another question that ranchers had is which wolves did it? Colorado Parks and Wildlife has now confirmed that the wolf or wolves involved were part of the 10 wolves that were reintroduced from Oregon to Colorado in December of last year. They were not the two in Jackson County that are responsible for killing at least 20 cattle, sheep, and dogs. The two that killed the calf in Grand County will be watched to make sure they don't become chronic depredators, which are wolves or animals that repeatedly kill livestock. Those wolves would be allowed to be killed with approval from CPW if they continue killing livestock. CPW and the Department of Agriculture have provided information to the state legislature about range riders and some budget proposals that would help ranchers and livestock owners. They hope to get on-the-ground assistance to those ranchers that have confirmed wolves on their property with range riders in the next 2 weeks. The range riders help detect wolves and deploy non-lethal deterrents so livestock isn't killed. Be aware of 2 to 3 moose that have been spotted on Butcher Knife Trail and in Old Town Steamboat Springs. They were very close to Soda Creek Elementary Wednesday morning, right when the kids were headed to school. Hayden Town Council meets at 7:30 tonight. Agenda items include proclamations for Month of the Young Child, Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Month of Autism Acceptance in Hayden. Steamboat Dance Theater presents The Road Less Traveled. It starts tonight, runs through Saturday. Over 200 community members are performing in the show. Money's raised to support Steamboat Dance Theater and their mission to engage, educate, and enrich the communities of the Yampa Valley through dance and movement. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.